Let's try that. Okay. We are on page 520, which is Ois, deep into Ois Kufsamech, and Das Tunis. And he's talking here about the avoid of the Karbonis, the Mokum, the Beis HaMikdash. Our Chiddush that we had last night was the Mokum, the Beis HaMikdash is not the place of Hashem, the house of Hashem. It's the place which Hashem has miyachid in this world for us to come closer to Him there. That's why it's a Churban. We don't have to, the Tzara Shechina could be for us. It's not only the Tzara Shechina. It's a Tzara Shechina because Hashem created the world for us to recognize Him. And Mele, if we can't recognize Him, He's Bitzar. But it's also we're missing out, so we could be able to, we should be able to, we should be able to kind of appreciate that. V'hinei, b'tchila yischazek hisdabkus aneshamas b'kedushas yisbarach and then he started talking about how each maisa does something. So he says in the first stage of this process, the connection of the neshamas to Hashem's becomes strengthened. This is like connecting a part of something with its whole. So first, by doing a mitzvah, you strengthen your etzem chibur. That this is the greatest chibur between Knesset Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's where a person is being mechaber themselves umitoich oitzem ha'hizdabkus yashpia Kadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael chol klolos nimtzav shefer shel kedusha then shefer eloiki v'rochni v'shefer shel bracha shefer la'atzlachas afil b'olam hazeh. Okay, beautiful. So he says the way this works is it starts off with a chibur. It starts off with a chibur that by doing mitzvahs, it is a neshika. Yishachini min neshika is piu. Mokil, adiatero. You didn't know what he said.
I listened and heard that, but it was very, very long. And
But he said min neshika is piu. The Gra says it's piv and piha. Means that each it's the Zohar and Akiva coming together in their fullest extent. This one to give and this one to be mekabel. It means the chibur with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is that we are fully mekabelim and that he's fully ready to be the noisim. And that's the neshika of neshikas piu, b'chinas Zohar and Akiva together. So anyway, our Kopanim is saying first comes the chibur. Once we're neschaber with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, now that opens up the oif and hashpah. Same thing we've been saying the whole time. It's a whole new. He's like making everything much more real. Says mitzvahs gives you good hashpah. Why? It's a lollipop. It's geschmack. You do a mitzvah, I give you. That's how we understand it simply. No. You do a mitzvah, you make yourself into a kli kibul. How? By being mischaber to your source. Now that you're mischaber to the source, now you're able to. You're one. Now there's no hafsekim. Avonei seichem him, right? Causing you to misalak, you become mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, once you're mischaber, then the hashpah comes straight. But it's not you get you, by doing mitzvahs. All of a sudden, you get a freebie. That's not the point. It's very chosh of a way of looking at it. You chose us, Ritzeh Hashem, Akinu B'Amcha Yisrael, V'Shulasam. That basically, the first thing that mitzvahs does is strengthen the rotzen that Hashem has in us and the chibur that we have to Him. And now that Hashem is misratzen in us, Hine toil ha'avoidel masha toil, v'yushpa shefer ha'bracha b'chol ha'drachem ha'musakim. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's kind of like it builds on itself. You do a mitzvah, there's a chibur. There's a chibur, it creates a bechira. It creates a bechira, then he wants your mitzvah even more, because now you're bochor to him. The bracha is strong, and then everyone receives what they're supposed to receive. Okay? Okay. Let me read a summary in the bottom here until we go into. So like this. At this point, we have finished our overview of the relationship between the sustaining force and the lower worlds that we began at the beginning of this part. We've seen that the aspect of the sustaining force that descends to connect with the lower worlds is called the. I don't know what he's saying. Basically, the question he was asking was, we know that when mitzvah, that's if you go back to the beginning of Kuf Samech, which is a question that we were at, he says, we need to examine the way this force interrelates with the lower worlds. So now he's explained that. We said the way it interrelates is because since we do mitzvahs, we become more of a kli kibul, and we become the schaper to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila now the hashpah can come down to us. That's the way this was working. So now he continues. You understand everything. So if you understand this, you'll understand everything. There's more to work on understanding this also, obviously. Amra Seichel. Now we're gonna s Hine I want to tell you one other thing. Who? Kedusha That alone, that a yid is a yid, gives him a higher shoresh than other umais. Even if a person is not a good yid, and even though this thing is on a very high level, and as we come from Hashem, chelki Hashem, amra nafshi, al kain oichil loy, afa pikein hanhagas is harbei, for har chava meoid, b'chosidra nimtzoyis in a tliya b'zeh. But the hanhagas ha'olamos, b'chosidra nimtzoyis is not totally in this. This is interesting. We have to see what he's saying here. See, somehow or other, even though the Klal Yisrael is the chosen people, at the end, the hanhaga that Hashem has and the hashpah on the rest of the world does not depend directly on Klal Yisrael. So I don't know what that means because I've always been under the impression that it does. There's a mitzvah, and then there is another part of a mitzvah. It's not as important. So I'm not sure exactly what he's saying over here. We'll have to see.
Well, even noted. Okay. Yeah.
He's saying it means something else here in the bottom. Let me see what if he writes anything there.
54.
54.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it says the next thing in the bottom is 78.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that that's what's shut up. Okay. He's saying over here, Zantal, that again, there's very often we found throughout the Sefer, there's two simultaneous hanhagas, Yichud and Bechira, etc. So he's saying there is a Metzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing Klal Yisrael based on that they're Klal Yisrael, without any other cheshbonis. That alone, they're Klal Yisrael, that's how Hashem has runs the world. But that is a very high hanaga, and it's a very high thing. It's Nela. That doesn't kiveya so much of the hanaga in the world. And therefore, even though Afapishi saw Chatahu, that's true, but that's not going to be kiveya that now he's going to be treated a certain way because of that in the world in the day to day. In the day to day, he's going to be treated based on his maxim. So Soif Kol Soif, he's going to be in for a surprise if he doesn't get his act together. But there is a point at which he's Afal Pi Shechatah Yisrael. That's not going to say that therefore he can never be miskalkel, and therefore everything he does is fine, and therefore he's never going to be punished or whatever. He's never going to say Meisim can't. His bad Meisim don't make Ashpa. No, that's not true. So the balance, okay. Roitzar Wow, it's 46 already. Let's just do the next paragraph. What? Roitzar Shabbos So he says that he saw it in Zman, that the Zman is a real thing, and therefore the Hashpoyes come kifi the Zman. And when it's Shabbos, there's a certain Hashpoyah comes to the world, and the rest of the week is yoinik from that. The Ikra Hayoim Huaboyker, and in the time, in the Yoim is also like that. Shmar's Mamun, Hashlomo Sa'im Yam's Baboyker. Is there a posture kiakolach back above Ashwa? Hashpa Bila Pulisim and the film. So very interesting ideas that the Ikra Ashpa comes on Shabbos and the Ikra Ashpa comes in the morning, and then the way we pull it is the way it's going to be played out the rest of the day. Fascinating concept. I don't know what where he's going with it, but okay. Shreya.